It's tough. We wanted a week off. We didn't get it. And now we got to face them again in whatever, 6 days. I think we play them on Saturday. So we got to move on. And because they'll be ready to roll. They'll be on an emotional high, and we'll have to bounce back.
Is that tougher to do physically, or is that tougher to do emotionally? Bounce back.
Both. I mean, anytime you're on a short week, it's going to be tough. I mean, they'll be in the same situation. They're going to be beat up. We're going to be beat up. It was a tough game, physical game, and we just got to be able to come back. I mean, it's win or go home now. They survived one, and they're going to try to do it to us.
Are you guys going to have enough guys standing? It was a pretty tough pull.
I don't know. I don't know how everyone came out. We got a great depth on this team. All your guys have stepped up and made plays, and if that's the case, that's what we expect.
Would you expect to play next week?
Yeah.
Jordy, I mean, you did hurt your knee. I mean, was there a point there where you were concerned about it because you came back and were fired up and everything else?
You get bumped and bruised throughout the whole game. And with the situation we were in of, you know, still we're playing playoffs no matter what, so Doc was kind of, you know, cautious about it and wanted to be smart. But then once Boykin went down, there was no choice. And I knew I could get through it, and I was able to.
There wasn't a choice for you. I mean, did you say you were going back in?
Yeah, I told
him. Because you had other wide receivers.
No, I told him I was going back in. I mean, we were down to Jeremy Ross, who's been here for 2 months. So, no, I told him if they wanted Zebra down in the red zone, I'd be able to do it. So we went and was able to make a play and tie up the game.
Jordy, you picked up that red flag pretty quickly. What did Mike say to you?
Thank you.
Is that just, I mean, you obviously knew the rule.
Knew the rule. I think there might have been miscommunication on, you know, if they called him down or called it a turnover or what. So once I heard it was a turnover, I knew it's automatically reviewed. And, I mean, everyone's seen the Detroit play. So luckily we were able to prevent that.
Do you feel like it was difficult for you guys to get some momentum going there on offense at the beginning?
We ran into some tough breaks. First third down we slipped, second one they batted the ball down, and we had guys open to make a play and we weren't able to. Once we got through that, we were able to move the ball and put points on the board, so we just didn't make enough.
Jordy, I know you want to win, most importantly, but do you feel like this was a big step forward for your offense with you on the field, with Greg on the field at the same time, even if you had to do it without Randall?
I don't know. I think our offense has been clicking great in the last couple weeks. Might not be able to put the points on the board like we've wanted, I mean, besides last week. But Chicago, we moved the ball great. We have faith in all the guys that can play. Randall stepped up. I mean, he's been the leader this whole season. JJ's been playing great, getting in the end zone. And so it doesn't matter who's out there. And it'll be the same thing next week. If we're all healthy or not, I mean, who's ever out there is, you know, your responsibility is to make a play and help this team win. And that's the standard we hold everyone to.
Can you take us through the long play that you had? And then is that the one you got hurt on to?
It's embarrassing. First time I've ever been caught. So sure, I won't live that down. But was able to just get up the seam. Aaron threw a great ball, led me down the field, and couldn't quite get in. So. Luckily, JJ finished it for us. Well, it was a big play to get us down there, and we had a few of those.